Robin, you're very welcome to In Business.
Thank you so much for having me.
Delighted to have you in studio. So you founded the Idea Lounge. Tell us a small bit about what it's all about.
Of course. So it is a community initiative. We bring together local business owners, creatives, innovators, and we host relaxed monthly networking events. Very different to the suits, ties and clipboards. It's a very laid back approach. Myself and a couple of local business owners will come together, lay back on some armchairs, very chill, and have a chat about the realities of running a business, the struggles that they had, while giving, I suppose, a place for newly established or people who just have ideas to come together and collaborate, learn, and then kind of grow together as well.
Lovely. It's a really good idea. I suppose, what prompted you to found this group or this community maybe in the first place?
Yes, so I was living abroad in Edinburgh in Scotland, and I had my own events management business, and I seen the struggle of, I suppose, how isolating it can be, especially as a one-woman show working from your laptop, which I'm sure a lot of people know, even if it's a day-to-day job working remotely, it can definitely be very isolating. So I seen the amount of new businesses and creatives popping up around South Kerry and Kerry in general, and decided to bring my experience from Edinburgh and bring it back home and create this space for us all to connect and collaborate.
Brilliant. And Robin, when did you set it up? How long has it been in operation?
So it is relatively new. I came back from Edinburgh at the end of June, and we had our Kerry Savine launch party, I think it was mid-July. So kind of hit the ground running with that one instantly. But we have since had our Killarney launch party, which was only about 3 weeks ago. And we are expanding to Limerick as well now in the next 2 weeks. So good expansion there.
Absolutely, in a very short space of time as well. And I was going to ask you what response you're getting, but that kind of tells me alone, obviously quite a positive one, because obviously people are very interested and it's moving around the county and beyond.
Exactly. No, there does seem to be a great response. Even I came up to Killarney one of the days before I thought of expanding it and went into businesses that were already open, even businesses that have been there since I was a baby coming up here with mom. And they all said that it is a well-needed kind of space for them to go to and very much focus on, I like to say, collaboration over competition, because there is a lot of the same businesses around, but it's working together more than competing against each other. So it has been picked up very well. And I think our events are very accessible as well for creatives, or even if you're a lash tech working from your spare bedroom, you have somewhere to go. It's not all people who have these big businesses that are already launched.
Yeah. And that's important as well, because I think when they're that little bit more relaxed, and I suppose people feel maybe that they're more welcome maybe then as well, because, you know, as you said, they mightn't feel maybe that they're established enough, even though they have a really thriving, successful business. It just mightn't have a physical presence in a town centre maybe, for example.
Exactly, yeah. So it is great to see them coming together, and it's crazy how much that you can collaborate. You might think, oh, I'm a lash tech, what benefit would networking have to me? But we have lash techs might be teaming up with a nail tech or hairdressers, or even we have social media managers coming in so they can give them tips on how to grow their business. And if you have a small budget, which many people do, if it's just a side hustle, you get some amazing tips from these businesses that you usually have to pay big bucks to get some information off.
Certainly. And you mentioned the community, you meet up in different areas, I think every month or so. Talk to me about that, what it involves maybe, and some of the maybe the struggles or the issues maybe that are facing businesses that they might be raising at these events, Robin.
Yeah, so we do a monthly meetup in each location. At the moment, it's very much, we have our kind of base of local entrepreneurs coming in. They do speak a lot about, I suppose, the algorithm and TikTok and all the social medias nowadays, it's ever changing. So it's so hard to get a grasp of and make sure that your brand comes across the way you want it to. So I do see that that's a very prominent feature in the events at the moment. Mm-hmm. But there is a nice mix. So it can be anything from branding, social media, grants, how to get different funding. So yeah, there is, does seem to be kind of a good amount of information there for anyone who does need it.
And it's great, isn't it? Because it's lovely to be able to bounce ideas off people in a relaxed setting as well, because you're not kind of, I suppose, you don't have the fear maybe of being judged or, you know, someone thinking, oh, that idea won't work. You know, I think we doubt ourselves a little bit maybe sometimes, especially when you're in a business on your own as well. It can be difficult and it can be isolating. So you mightn't have that confidence maybe, but it sounds like it's quite a relaxed setting and a lovely way for people to share ideas of what works or what maybe doesn't work, or even how they think an idea might help a business because they might have been through a similar struggle as well. It's a lovely way to connect with people.
Exactly. And that's actually one of the main features that I've wanted to bring into the event, and which does seem to be going very well. We did one at our Killarney launch party and it was brilliant seeing the kind of feedback from us. So what it is we call it our brainstorm box, really bringing it back to the school days, where guests can either anonymously or not drop a challenge or idea that they have or that they need help with, be it a business problem or a concept that they're trying to expand. And at the end of the night, we pull maybe one or two and the whole room brainstorms together, comes up with solutions. So it's kind of like a fun, collaborative way to help someone out. And the feedback from last time was brilliant. We literally gave them 2 minutes and we had about, I'd say, 7 or 8 ideas that that person took back. And you can see it being implied with their socials now as well.
That's brilliant. It's great to hear. In terms of these events, or I suppose the Idea Lounge in general, who are ye looking to target, I suppose, or who would you like to see become members of the groups in the different locations?
So we really want to open it to anyone, whether you're a full-time entrepreneur, you have a physical business, whether you have a side hustle, like you work from home, be it a web designer, social media, lash tech, or if you just have a notebook full of ideas, and be it that you want to grow them yourself, you want some help with that, or that you'd like to see it in your community and someone at the event could take that over and grow it that way. So it is open to anyone and anyone who's just curious about what's going on as well.
Brilliant. And it sounds like obviously people can still get involved, Robin, no matter where they're located, probably, because I can imagine they can travel to one of the events if there isn't, we'll say, a group established in their own area.
Exactly, yeah. So with the Carsevine one, we very much kind of have South Kerry, but it's open to anyone. And then we have Killarney possibly branching over to Tralee. So I do advise keep an eye on socials for that. We do put up kind of some polls to see where people want us. So we have Killarney, Carsevine, Limerick, but they are open to absolutely everyone. There's no membership or anything needed either.
Brilliant. And if anyone does want to get involved, can they just reach out to you on social media, or what's the best way to contact you?
Yeah, so we are most prominent on Instagram. It's at The Idea Lounge IRE.
You mentioned at the start as well that you have your own events planning business. How's it going for you?
It's good. It's definitely a tough transition coming from the UK to Ireland. As I always say, like with the UK, everything is pre-booked. Like people are messaging me for tickets for August 2026. It's crazy. But then you have events here that could be next week, and it's very much, if I'm around, I'll pop in. So it's a lot to adjust to, but I suppose it is good to work that way, and you're kind of coming back off social media, I think. You don't have to plug it as much. It's a lot of word of mouth. So I do indie author showcases all over the UK, London, Liverpool, Manchester. So it's been great to kind of build my experience there and have something to bring home with me.
Absolutely. And what's the name of the business?
It is Book Bonanza UK is the indie author showcase. And then we have the Idea Lounge, and I suppose a sister business of the Idea Lounge is Sky Collective. So they would be different events that we do on the back of seeing the different businesses that kind of want that exposure. So, for example, we have the Evera Bake Off. So we're going to bring lots of the moms and the grannies together to kind of give in their recipes and then hopefully make a cookbook out of that. That's open to anyone around Kerry. The main event will be in Carsevine. And then we are expanding into Limerick as well with different kind of markets and events as well.
Lovely. It's a lot of hard work, I think, goes on behind the scenes. I suppose a lot of pressure as well, as you say, when you know an event is coming up and there might still be a few tickets and people are just taking their time booking them, because I know they always do go well when it comes down to it. But a lot of pressure. But it must be lovely when the event comes, you see the room full of people enjoying themselves. It's all going really well. It must be a lovely feeling after all the hard work that goes in advance.
100%. That's what kind of makes it all worth it. Like there's some evenings, I think, especially when you're a one woman show working from a laptop. You could be doing that at 1 o'clock in the morning, sitting in bed. There's some tough nights there. But as you said, when you see it all come together on the day, even with the Killarney event recently, just to see everyone actually networking and chatting and laughing. And we had live music on the night. So it was lovely to just be able to switch off for a bit and just watch it all come together.
Absolutely, I can imagine. Well, it sounds great. And thanks so much for coming into studio to talk us through it.
Thank you so much for having me.